Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Talks about Ravens and Patriots. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, Vinny and Haney. From The Athletic, he's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome into the program Chad Graff. Chad, first of all, good afternoon. How you feeling?
Good afternoon. Doing well. Thanks for having me, guys.
All right. Appreciate the time. And I guess we got to go with the obvious. What the hell happened Sunday against Buffalo? You're up 21. You have a chance to win the East. And then Josh Allen decided to go all MVP on you there. But you're running the ball with great effectiveness. Is there one turning point play? Full disclosure, we're watching Ravens. I was. And then Red Zone in the New England Buffalo game. Was there a turning point in the game with one specific play? Or was it just a tale of two halves here?
It was a total tale of two halves. Like the Patriots, and this is something that I think we should think about and talk about when we think about the Ravens game, is they've struggled to stop the run lately. And that's what Buffalo did to them. Even down a bit, they just controlled the clock. Offensive plays in the second half were 46-18. Like the Patriots just didn't have the ball in the second half as the Bills just turned along. And so it was partly Josh Allen doing Josh Allen things because he's a total freak and so good. But it was also partly the Patriots not getting the stops they needed on defense just because they had not been able to stop the run so far.
Now, Gonzalez is there, but he didn't. It seemed like watching at least the beginning of that game, he struggled. They were kind of throwing at him early on, it looked like.
Yeah, and I think he's going to be fine. Like, he's still a corner that they'll put in man situations and they'll trust him against another guy's best. The Patriots quietly, like, they came out to this season. First 4 or 5 weeks, they had arguably the best run defense in the NFL and a really bad passing defense. And since then, over the last 11, 12 weeks, it's totally flipped where they cannot stop the run at all. Christian Gonzalez got healthy. They got much, much better against the pass. And so right now, this is a defense that does do well stopping the pass, is a pretty good secondary, even in spite of, like, I think a casual fan probably can't name too many pieces in their secondary maybe on beyond Christian Gonzalez. But it's the run where they can be beaten. That's what really scares me from a Patriots perspective when you look at what this Ravens team can still do.
Talk to me about the O-line.
Yeah, well, it's, I think anybody who saw the Patriots in recent years knows how bad it was. They had the league's worst offensive line a year ago. And so I thought coming into this, man, if they can even just do like the 21st best unit, that's going to be huge for Drake May. And instead, they've been like 15, 16. They've been league average. Now, they're dealing with injuries for the first time. They were very healthy, and that's one of the reasons that you can have a halfway decent offensive line is when you stay healthy. The number 4 overall pick in the draft, Will Campbell, has a knee injury. He's their left tackle, so he is not going to play against the Ravens. Vidarian Lowe, kind of a journeyman left tackle, is. And so if there's a place to beat them on the O-line getting a pass rush, it would be over the left tackle. So watch for that from a Ravens perspective. But all in all, the O-line's been much better than expected, and yet and this kind of gets back to the whole running game and what the Patriots have done there. The running game has been so boom or bust. There are not consistent holes for their running backs. They're not a team that's going to grind out 4.5 yards, 5 yards, 4 yards, 8 yards. Like, their running game is 50 yards or 0 yards and not a whole lot in between.
Now, Morgan Moses, we know him well, the right tackle. You know, he was here with the Ravens. I thought he was done back then, you know, and it looks like, you know, the run stuff, he stays on his feet, gets his body in the right position. And the pass, he struggled a little bit against Bosa.
Yeah, he's, you know, for a guy who's in his mid-30s, he's been better than I expected. He's not their long-term answer by any means, and he's not, you know, the top 15 right tackle anymore that maybe he once used to be. But he's been totally fine for the Patriots, which I think kind of sums up a lot of the offensive line when you think about it from the Patriots' perspective. Totally fine is how I would describe it. And for a team that, you know, the last 2 years had the worst in the league, totally fine must feel like heaven for Drake May, and that's part of why he's played so well.
Talk to me about Travion Henderson, because he had a hell of a game last week.
Yeah, they drafted him, which was a little bit of a surprise because they had just signed running back Ramondre Stevenson. But they drafted this kid from Ohio State, Travion Henderson, because they wanted to add some explosiveness. Now, that has totally happened. The guy flies. He can catch the ball out of the backfield. He can block on third downs. But if there's kind of a complaint about what he's done so far, he's not consistently, you know, churning yards. He's not running up the middle a ton. You'll see them use him on outside sweeps, on pitches. They like to run him outside. And he's been awesome at explosive plays. 2 rushes of 50-plus last week alone. He's got 4 on the season, which is the most of any rookie in the NFL since Saquon Barkley, of rushes over 50 yards. So super, super explosive, but the consistency isn't quite there. So it's a lot of 1 yard run, 1 yard one, 1 yard run, 35 yard run. That's what Travion Henderson has brought to the Patriots.
Chad Graff covers the New England Patriots in town Sunday night, taking on the Ravens as 3-point underdogs. If New England wins, they will clinch a playoff spot, had a chance to win their division, as we just talked about, Chad, with The Athletic. The two big stories, I would think, Chad, coming out of New England this year, Mike Vrabel's return, triumphant one, maybe coach of the year level return, and Drake May becoming an MVP candidate in year number 2. So tell us about how that is all unfolded and how New England coming out of the depths of despair for the last couple of seasons here.
Yeah, it's crazy because this is a roster that isn't especially great. This has not been a team the last few years that scares you. Basically, since Brady left, even in those final years with Belichick, this is not a team that scared anybody. So you looked at the roster that Mike Vrabel was inheriting, and at least I did not think he was going to be able to do a lot with it. Like, I figured he'd be a good coach, better than Gerard Mayo. He would squeeze some on the margins, and they'd get to maybe 8 wins or something like that. Instead, he has totally flipped this culture. It's been kind of remarkable to see. And in the process, Drake May has become one of the best 5 quarterbacks in the NFL, maybe the best quarterback if you're just looking at this season. He's the second favorite to win the MVP, which is totally crazy for a 23-year-old who's only started something like 23 games. So it's been remarkable what he's been able to do. He's more athletic than you might think. Yeah. He does run and scramble around quite a bit. So look for that on Sunday night. If you give him a crease or if you just play man defense, he will beat you with his legs. So he's been so much better than I thought. And frankly, I don't think the receivers are that great. The tight ends are okay, not great. And he's just lifted up, you know, what really is a fairly average offensive roster.
Yeah, you know what, Chad? The thing that impressed me, just looking statistically and stuff, like their receivers, tight ends, running backs, the plays over 20 yards. I mean, the explosive plays, you know, I mean, 9, 9, 10, 6, 6, 5. I mean, that's pretty good for the receivers and the tight ends.
And that's not what you would normally think of the Patriots, at least in the last couple of years.
Absolutely.
Last year, they ranked dead last in explosive play percentage. This year, they've been in the top 5 for almost the entirety of the year. And so somehow this group, even though you might not be able to name any wide receivers beyond Stephon Diggs, even though the tight ends are not guys that especially scare you, and the running backs, you know, are a rookie and Ramondre Stevenson, they've been one of the most explosive offenses in the league, which is, you know, frankly, a total credit to Drake May and kind of shocking to think about. So it's just been an offense that I think can be a little bit frustrating at times because it feels a little stagnant, then they'll hit you for a 50-yard pass. So just something to watch on Sunday is how the Ravens might be able to bottle that up or at least try to.
All right, Chad. Ravens are laying 3. New England's coming in here. Has a chance to clinch the playoff spot. Ravens, the odds makers love them, man. They're always favored, it seems. What do you think happens Sunday night at 8:20 in Baltimore, where the weather isn't supposed to be too out of control here for late?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on money line, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
December.
It is funny that the Patriots, despite having 11 wins, they were home underdogs last week against the Bills, now underdogs again as they head out on the road. I've actually got the Ravens in a really tight one. I think that the Patriots are going to come back, win the last two, win the AFC East, host a playoff game. But this is a big ask, and I just have too many concerns about the Patriots' run defense to think that they're going to be able to bottle up Lamar Jackson, Derrick Henry. So give me the Baltimore Ravens in a tight one.
Chad Graff, The Athletic. Chad, we appreciate the time. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you and the family. And I'd like to say good luck, New England, but you know I can't do that. It's just the way it is. It's how we roll. All right, Chad.
Thanks, Chad.
Fair enough. Well, thanks for having me. Yep.
All right, Chad Graff, everybody. We'll come back, give our heroes of week 15 in the NFL. Just tuning in, Alohi Gilman was named by the NFL as the AFC Defensive Player of the Week. Got NFL Lunch coming up 1 o'clock. You want to join us for that? You can at 410-583-1057. Ryan Wilson, CBSSports.com. His Steelers are in first place. They control their own destiny. Is that a good or bad thing?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on money line, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.